Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the Hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe. Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Caesar. We will be talking about Calm, which is a little crazy because after this epic episode, how can I be calm? There's no way. The episode aired this week on this lovely October the 8th. 2014. Wow, what a great way to come back. I mean, great opener for season 3 on a solid start. We get life, and then at the end we get death. And we're all going to dig into the episode. But let's see, we have some call on the line, so let's open the phone lines now from code 239. Who is?
Matt from Florida. What's up?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good. Still trying to figure out with the podcast, because that's going to be next, right after this, my first official
podcast. Yeah, as soon as you get that squared up, just let me know, and I'll promote it here on the show and get you some, you know, viewers.
Yeah,
I mean, listeners.
Area. Is it same zip, postal code, country, male or female? I'm saying male, and my and the contact phone is 239-776-2672, and I'm just trying to get
right.
The phone number set up. So
there you go.
Your
there you go.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see who else is on the line, Matt. From area code 847, welcome to the podcast.
This is Dan from Chicago.
Hey, Dan. How's it going, brother?
Good. I'm so glad Arrow's back.
Yes. What a solid start, right, Dan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
I'm happy there's a show that we finally have characters like, you know, like we know, you know what I mean? So, you know, with Gotham and Flash,
right.
You know, we're familiar with these characters
now. I know exactly
now, you know?
What you're talking about. Yeah. That's
Hello.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Matt from Florida, give us your first thoughts on the episode.
It was amazing. I mean, wow, the episode was epic, funny. Seeing Felicity working at a type of Best Buy, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
If you guys want to be on my official podcast, it's 347-226. 9159 tonight at 11:30. I'm gonna try to get that set up. It's all DC, Marvel, Star Wars.
Awesome. All right. And Dan, your thoughts of the episode? Well, give us what sparked. I mean, tell us.
Brandon Ralph was awesome in it. I thought that was pretty interesting. You know, Clark Kent.
Wasn't that cool? I'm like, hey,
yeah.
Superman, come on.
I know, I freaked out. I was hoping the dude's name would be Clark, but, you know, whatever. You know, you get what you get, you know what I mean?
That would have been crazy. Yeah,
yeah, that
would have
been
crazy.
I freaked out. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, lame, he's another character, but it was good to see him. And it's like, it was good. It was a good episode, you know. I loved it. I loved all of it, you know, especially the ending was very, very interesting.
Oh, man, I think I freaked out when I watched the ending. And the ending, of course, is when Sarah is, you know, falling to her death. And the way she fell, too, on a dumpster and then the floor.
I know,
I'm like, for real? I mean,
yeah,
now you got to, like, mangle her.
Yeah, I know, and we're supposed to think it's Oliver doing it, but we'll see where they go with it.
Oh, you think it might be Oliver?
No, that's what it made it look like, right?
I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
Say, what are we talking about? I'm just getting my whole phone number all set up.
We're talking about how...
it's okay.
When Brandon Ralph came in?
Yeah, sure.
That was pretty interesting to see the crappy actor who did terrible and... Superman Returns. I think he's going to do great on Arrow for this season. I can't wait to see him as the Atom.
Yeah. What a great takeover of Queen Consolidate.
Yeah.
So he pushes Oliver to the side with hacking from Felicity. He's now taking over Queen Consolidate. So
that's crazy.
That's pretty big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to be crazy. Like, naming it to the name of Star City, the way in the Smallville version was.
Yeah.
That was very crazy.
Let's talk about it a little. In the episode, there was a lot of relationship between Felicity and Oliver.
And that was so sad.
I want to ask you guys, you know, you guys mean guys, you know, just like me. I got a little giddy. I don't know.
So
I was like,
but
that
was so
awesome.
Sad at the end, though.
Finally.
It was so sad.
Was it just me or not? Let's go to you, Matt.
It was just such a great episode all in itself.
Yeah. What about you, Dan?
I was kind of sad because it seemed like they broke up, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
towards
she
the
let
end,
him go.
Yeah. It,
I'm
yeah.
like, really? We've been waiting for them to hook up. And now they, you know, she's like, no, I have to let you go. You know, every time we talk, it's always goodbye. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It'll be
hookup when they went to
dinner.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Oh, my God.
I know,
gosh.
Right? She looked hot, too. I was like,
what do you
whoa.
Think, Dan, huh? You like
yeah,
that red dress?
Yeah, it was pretty
yeah.
good.
She was looking good.
I do like the glasses look
yeah,
on her, too. That's pretty hot,
great.
Too, though.
Yeah, and, you know, their chemistry worked. It's not like
yeah,
it's being
it
forced with Laurel.
Yes.
Remember
no.
how they're going to make Laurel and Oliver? And I'm like, I didn't buy it. I'm
no,
sorry.
Either did
I. Didn't
I.
Buy it.
I didn't. No, I like this.
Yeah.
I like this hookup better, yeah.
And this one
absolutely.
Just fits like a glove.
Yep.
Always fits like a glove.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. So we got that out of the episode. And then also remember, who got promoted to captain now of the police force?
That was awesome. That reminded me of a scene from The Dark Knight where Harvey Dent
yeah.
is talking about the Joker's killing, and now it's time to let the Arrow come in. But boy, that new Count Vertigo
yeah.
was he is
yeah.
similar to the Scarecrow from Batman. I mean,
totally.
That
That's the first thought I'd say. When I watched it, was when he was making the faces, you know, the demon faces. Those were
yeah,
really
that
cool.
Was,
really cool.
I mean,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why are you, Dan?
Yeah, it was really, yeah. I agree. I mean, it was when he got promoted to captain. That was awesome.
Right. Now, and yeah. then, don't you think they're kind of playing that as Fisherman and Wilson?
What was that? Say that again.
Come
I'm
on.
Sorry. My phone got cut out. I'm sorry.
I said, isn't the coincidence the whole Batman and Commission to Arrow
yeah.
and now
yep.
Captain Lamb?
Yep.
And that's
totally
awesome, right? Well,
yep.
that's our Batman for now.
Yep.
Yep.
I love how he just dives off buildings, and now I'm like, I could totally see Batman doing that. I'm like, awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yep. Yep.
And then, of course, as Matt from Superman, a.k.a. now Mr. What was the character's name? Oh, shoot.
Ray Palmer. It's pretty good. But, boy, I wasn't expecting that ending.
Right, Ray Palmer,
my God.
Yeah.
Ray
Palmer, he's the pure Adam, you know, from DC, the DC Comics, so
yep.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is he going to be, like, a good bad guy, though? Do you think Brandon Ralph could play a good bad guy?
Oh, yeah, he can. I saw a movie of his, I think it's, like, Night Dog Killer or something. It was, like, a candy movie. But he was playing, like, this really badass guy. And he was good. I was like,
holy shit,
look at him. He's, like, totally badass with the guns and zombies and stuff.
Right. I liked him in Superman Returns. It was all right. He wasn't bad in it, you know?
No. He did pretty good.
And so this new Vertigo, it's like the upgraded version that we put the original count. And of course, Oliver thinks that, hey, it can't be dead or it can't, you know, the count. And then, of course, new count tells them that, no, it's the drug that lives on, not just the person that created it. And, I give a little depth to the villain in this situation. Now, how awesome was this villain where he would, you know, of course they plant a GPS on him, on Oliver.
Yeah.
Oliver
that
goes
was awesome.
To the his date with Felicity, which you mentioned, and that was a great conversation, you know, about like, oh yeah, we've gone to like date number 30 now, you know, or whatever.
Right.
And then the villain is outside with the bazooka. Oh,
of course.
Wow. That is crazy. And of course, right away when I saw that, I said, there's no way Oliver's going to continue his relationship with Felicity. You know, and don't you protect her, of course.
I know. I felt bad.
Yeah.
And what's going on with
And then,
Captain
of course, Sarah, the Black Canary, comes to play when... before we go to the Black Canary, what about Roy Harper? Wow!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
His new costume, his fighting techniques. Let's go to you, Dan.
Loved it.
About that.
Loved it, yeah. Absolutely, he's really matured.
Whoa.
Yes, Roy is so
and
awesome.
And even the stunt. Let's go to you, Matt. What do you think about Roy Harper and his new Arsenal gear?
I was geeking out through that whole opening scene. I was screaming. I was like, oh my God, Roy, man, awesome! The opening scene that was nonstop action. I mean, that was so cool to see Team Arrow and even Roy. He just looked amazing. They're doing an amazing job on the show, I swear.
It's definitely a lot better, that's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. Way better
that's
than how
sure. Yeah, they're stepping it up.
Yeah, they are.
That's great. And then the scene between Oliver and Diggs at birth, or you know, the day after the birth, you know, they're visiting with him. That whole thank you, Oliver. You know, for thinking about me,
cool, yeah.
my child, my wife. That was a great moment, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I love that scene. Seeing Dick having a family, that was a very cute scene.
Yeah.
Very
that was
cute.
Very
scene.
Cool.
So.
And then, of course,
I tweeted out
the
my
canary comes to play.
Check the Arrow Talk on Twitter. I tweeted out my podcast phone number to call in.
Awesome. Okay. So then the Black Canary is fighting off the Vertigo henchmen, and Felicity helps Roy disable the bomb by freezing. Arrow puts an arrow in Vertigo. and was confident nothing will change. That little speech when the count went down.
A few more to go.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
So then Palmer tells him Silver City that he liked to hire her. Do you think eventually she will go for him, you know, just to get money?
Well, I think she's going to go to him to get away from Oliver, you know, because that's going to be awkward now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It'll be really awkward. But, wow, I mean, the chemistry between the two, it was just like, wow, you're actually seeing a breakup, you know, and you
right.
can tell they're both chemistry. A little passionate about it.
Yeah, not to be mean, it was better chemistry than Lois and Clark in the new Superman movie that we just had. It really was. It really was.
I did. I'm gay. All right, and let's try to find out. Let's say you're the editor of tonight's episode, and there would be a scene that you would cut out. Which one would it be, and why? If you're listening right now on Arrow Talk Podcast, please call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. So I guess the scene I would have cut out was the Hong Kong scene. I mean, it really, I mean, yeah, it's kind of cool, but maybe a little bit less. It was a little, you know, it was a little distracting because that part wasn't moving. So I think I would go after that. Let's go to you, Dan. What scene would you have cut out in tonight's episode?
The Barry Allen scene, unfortunately. You know what I mean? It was moving along nicely, and then they didn't need to promote Flash yet, I thought. They could have waited on that maybe two more episodes. I thought they did that way too quickly.
But it kind of went with the timeline the same week, you know? So it kind of,
yeah,
like, ties the two together.
I guess, but I don't know. It was definitely cool in
but you
Flash.
Thought it was too soon.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely cool in Flash that he was there, but they didn't need to do it.
Okay.
I don't
so
know.
So you think
that's
they, like, CW overdid it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, let's go to you, Dan. Matt from Florida.
I would have to say the scenes in Hong Kong. I think that actress who played Amanda Waller is kind of weird. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Maybe that's the role she's. Matt?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we lost Matt. Okay. It got all quiet. All right, so yeah, speaking of Amanda Wall, rumors at a Paul Smith show, another one, and being the Amanda Waller and her crew, which is the Suicide Squad. So there's talks about that. So what do you guys think about Matt from Florida?
Pretty cool. I didn't catch the part with the Suicide Squad, but pretty darn cool.
What about you, Dan? Do you think it's time for another spinoff for Mel?
Another spinoff?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? It's hard to hear. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. No. Not yet.
Not yet.
No spinoff because we already got Supergirl
the Flash
coming on, Titans.
Yeah, no,
on.
Not yet. Definitely not
we'll
yet.
Just give the Flash a chance, but I think the Flash is going to be.
Yeah,
amazing.
It looks like all these comic book type blowing up. It's crazy.
Yep.
What other DC properties are you guys looking for to, you know, coming in the future? Matt mentioned Supergirl, and then we also have Constantine coming up, which is from a Vertigo publication of DC Comics. And iZombie as well is coming, and that's from DC. We're probably not going to get the Wonder.
We're probably not going to get the Wonder Woman then, huh?
No. Well, I heard something else. They're trying to do another like Superboy or Super.
Oh, Jesus
Smallville,
Christ!
But you know, like Superboy.
Oh man! All right.
What?
Like, just leave it alone, right? All right. Well, let's open up a room for you, to you guys. If we haven't touched that, you guys want to talk about now is the time. We are talking about Kong. Aired on Wednesday, October 8th, 2014. Let me give you a quick bio about it. It says, with crime in Sterling set at an all-time low, thanks to the Arrow and his team, Oliver thinks he can finally win to be in both the Arrow and Oliver Queen's Felicity out on a date. However, when a new villain emerges, who claimed the name to go from the Reese count, or is cut off, and someone close to him is hurt. Oliver and the newly suited up Roy take on the count. Laurel joins Arrow's inner circle, and Felicity gets a part-time job at a tech store to make her ends meet. Also, Oliver fights to regain his company, Queen Consolidate, but comes up against a very worthy person. Dun, dun, dun. All right, Matt from Florida, the floor is yours, sir.
I just can't. The past 24 hours has just been insane. I mean, the ending of the episode, I wasn't expecting.
Oh, my gosh.
My mouth is dropped.
Oh, dude.
I'm...
Yeah. Dude, I was like, I think I'm going to cry, and I don't know why. It was one of those moments.
It had to be Malcolm Merlyn. I am, because I read the official description of the first appearance of Ra's al Ghul. It said that Lisa comes to Starling City to find out who killed Sarah, and her and Oliver team up, and they find Malcolm Merlyn to take down the Dark Archer. But in my mind, I know that now he's been using Thea. That's something I wanted to bring up in that short trailer. We saw her smashing things. So what is going on with Thea right now? Because she said she's not coming back.
Do you think she's in training?
What?
No? Do you think she's in training?
Yeah, I think she's been in serious training with Malcolm the past few months, because we don't know what they've been going through. If he did use powerful words to manipulate Thea in the two-part episodes when she killed her father, not really her father though, but I'm really looking forward to Thea's storyline.
Yes,
awesome.
All right. Dan, the floor is yours, sir.
My question is, with her and that Felicity in the tech store, can't they track what she's been doing on their computers? You know, I'm like, you know how when she was helping Oliver at her job, isn't she going to get in trouble for, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing there, lady?
Right,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know why that came to me.
She needs a screen up.
Funny. Huh? Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and
she
like
left the screen up.
Yeah. So I'm wondering whether, you know, she's going to get caught somehow or something, but I just love the whole show. I just loved it. I'm just glad it's back. That's all I care about. I'm glad it's back.
Yeah, me too. It's glad it's back, and it looks like it's not going to stop anytime soon.
No. I think they got a 5-year plan, they said, right?
Yeah.
So that's good.
And then,
hey,
dude, I heard Beauty and the Beast is still keep on going. Are you still
January.
Watching that?
Yeah, January is coming back. It's going to be like that's
are you still watching
killer
that?
Show in the winter. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, if it didn't come back, if it didn't come back, I would have liked the way how they ended it, because it was a good season finale that they had. So, but I'm glad it's coming back.
Awesome.
So.
All right. So, Matt, do you have anything else?
Yes, my first podcast starts in a few minutes. Please call in 347-326-9159. It's called Marvel, DC, and Star Wars, Matt's World, Episode 1.
Awesome.
Yep.
And
here's this.
All right.
Hey, Zeus, I got a funny story for you, too. It's really funny. I was talking to my buddy.
All right, go ahead.
I have a buddy who we were talking about Arrow and everything. He really doesn't watch it. He only watched it through Smallville, but I was telling him about the show. And I'm like, do you remember Arrow? And he's like, yeah, you idiot. It was on Smallville. I'm like, holy crap. I totally forgot that Arrow's. I'm so into this show where before I was mad that Justin Hartley wasn't Arrow in the beginning. And now I'm used to everybody and, you know, the new Arrow. I love the new characters now, where before I was more into the Smallville characters. I'm like, oh, shoot, that's right. He was in Smallville. I forgot. Because I'm so about the new show. You know what I mean? So funny.
Yeah. That is funny.
Just slipped my mind for some reason. I don't know why.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, and then Detective Lance, you know, he gets hurt, and of course Oliver feels really bad. You know, he blames it on himself. He's hit by Felicity's distraction, you know. But he's still there. He wants to see the action. He wants to put himself in danger, even though he doesn't need to now that he's captain. Now, do you think giving them more street cred? What do you think, Captain Lance?
What?
Dan.
There's something wrong with the connection, because I didn't hear a word you just said, and I'm not even kidding you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you a lot better than I did before. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, hello.
Let's see. What was my question? Oh yeah, do you think Detective Lance, how he's putting himself in danger, even though he doesn't need to now that he's a captain? Do you think he's doing it just for more street cred?
I think so. Yeah, I really think so. Yep. He needs to calm down, or he's gonna get killed.
He could just hold it in, right?
I know he's gonna get killed.
You think?
Maybe.
Oh, dude, but imagine what will happen to Laura if that happens.
I know.
Now that Sarah's dead. And remember how the mask fell on the street?
Yep.
It was just like one of those comic book moments.
Yep. Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but that could be like a mid-season finale if he died.
Yeah. Crazy. How do you think Oliver's going to take it?
Yep.
He's going to go ape crap.
Yep.
All right. Dan from Chicago, give us your shout out as we're going to end this.
I don't
want to
be called
Arrow Talk.
So what do you want to be called?
I'm just glad that it's back. I'm glad Arrow's back on CW.
Awesome. Dude, you sound great. I hope everything's going well for you. Thank you so much for calling in. It's always great to hear your voice, dude.
And I'm going to get a better connection. I'm going to do my cell phone next time or something, because I don't know what happened this episode.
All right, man. Take care. Awesome talking to you. And then also a shout-out to Matt from Florida. Thank you for calling in. And also, of course, all of our followers on Twitter. Thank you, guys. You guys rock. You guys are the best. And thank you, guys, for listening to the thinking about Smallville. Dan, it's the Arrow Talk podcast. Have a good night, dude.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.